Hello, this is Dr. Tanya Fuqua, and the manager for the Save a Smile program that is led by Cook Children's. Today I'm going to be speaking about some of the basic questions and answers that parents have about their children's teeth. Once a baby is born, it's very, very important to make sure that you begin wiping the baby's mouth, their gums, with a nice clean towel, like a baby washcloth. Those are soft, easy to get wet. So always great to wipe out a baby's mouth. For two things that are happening there is you're cleaning the baby's mouth, and on top of that, the baby's already used to something going in their mouth. So when they do start getting baby teeth and you need to start introducing a toothbrush, they're already used to mommy or daddy having their hands in their mouth. Very, very important that a baby see a dentist by their first birthday. If a mom notices problems or has concerns with their baby's teeth or mouth or development, then they obviously need to see a dentist prior to that time. But by their first birthday is kind of a key milestone to reach, that once they turn one, it's time to get them to a dentist for a good evaluation. Once a baby starts getting their first baby tooth, you can literally start introducing a toothbrush. Yeah, they're gonna have one or two teeth. You're not doing a lot, but you are introducing that feel of the bristles in their mouth, so that as they get more teeth and they develop and they become one, and maybe they have four teeth in now, they're used to the toothbrush in their mouth. Make sure that you're using a soft bristled toothbrush and an age-appropriate toothbrush. So you should start introducing toothbrushing by the first time they start getting their first teeth, but really making sure as they're getting more teeth that you're really getting into a normal routine of brushing. My good rule of thumb is the rule of twos. You're gonna brush your child's teeth twice a day for 2 minutes. Now, when they have one tooth, it may not take two, doesn't need 2 minutes for that. But when they get all of their baby teeth, which should be about 20 baby teeth, you would want to take a full 2 minutes to brush their teeth twice a day, every morning and every night. So we talked about the toothbrush. Now, as far as the toothpaste, most commonly asked question is, when do you start introducing toothpaste for a child? There are beginner infant toothpaste that are training toothpaste that really are not what we think of as adults as a toothpaste. It's really a gel that doesn't have a lot in it, and there's definitely no fluoride, so there's no problem if the baby swallows it, but it introduces that feel of something being on the toothbrush, so that by the time they turn 2 years of age, you're ready to introduce a children's toothpaste that has fluoride in it. Please make sure you're using a children's toothpaste, not an adult toothpaste for a child. To us adults, it tastes nice and minty fresh. To children, it is hot and it is spicy, and they're not going to want to brush with that. As far as how much toothpaste, pea size amount, or the nice little smear across the bristles of the brush. That is plenty of toothpaste for a child to be using to brush their teeth. You want to introduce flossing when your child's teeth are very close together. If your child's teeth are up against each other really, really tight, or even their baby teeth are even crowded, you can tell they're crooked and crowded, then you really want to already start introducing some flossing at an early age, because if those teeth are close together, the toothbrush can't get in between them. Flossing's the only thing that can. Please encourage and really introduce brushing to your child, because the earlier they start brushing or flossing or doing any of these things, the more prone they are to have that as a habit. So they'll be used to, I brush my teeth this many times a day, I do this. They're used to that is their routine. But encourage your child to start learning to brush on their own when they're a toddler. However, parents should always supervise and help their children brush their teeth until they're about age 9 or 10. Cook Children's is fortunate enough to have a wonderful dental component called the Children's Oral Health Coalition. The Coalition does an annual toothbrush drive. Believe it or not, not everyone is fortunate enough to own their own toothbrush. And the Children's Oral Health Coalition collects annually new children's toothbrushes so that they can turn around and distribute these out to children in the community that desperately need a toothbrush. You can go to cookchildrens.org/toothbrush drive to find out more information or to make a donation or to get involved. For more information on oral health questions, you can call 682-885-6730.